This is a recording of the open session of the Federal Election Commission held on April 29, 2010. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next item on the agenda, draft advisory opinion 2010-04, Wawa Inc. We have a presentation by Mr. Bloom. Please proceed.
I believe we have a late submitted document, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Vice Chair?
Perhaps we need universal late submitted motions at some point in the future. Mr. Chairman, I move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of documents so we may consider agenda document 10-23.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Wawa, a New Jersey corporation, requested an advisory opinion, and you have before you a draft advisory opinion in agenda document number 10-23. Wawa maintains an SSF and asks whether five particular managerial employees who work at its corporate headquarters qualify as executive or administrative personnel under the Act and Commission regulations so that the SSF may solicit them for political contributions more than twice per year. Based on the information provided, the draft concludes that all five of the managerial employees described in the request do qualify as executive or administrative personnel under the Act and Commission regulations. Because all five are individuals employed by Wawa, they are paid on a salary basis, and they have policy-making, managerial, professional, or supervisory responsibilities. While three of the five managerial employees directly supervise at least one hourly employee, and two of these three supervise only hourly employees, this fact does not cause them to fall into a regulatory exclusion from the definition of executive or administrative personnel that applies to salaried foremen and other salaried lower-level supervisors having direct supervision over hourly employees, because these managerial employees have responsibilities that involve the exercise of discretion and independent judgment on matters of significance typical of executive or administrative personnel, rather than of foremen or lower-level supervisors. We received one comment on the advisory opinion request and no comments on the draft. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? I would just like to just draw attention just briefly to comments that were jointly authored by Michael Toner, a former chairman of this agency, and Mr. Ken Gross, who make the recommendation that the Commission revise its regulatory definition of executive or administrative personnel to conform with the Fair Labor Standards Act's definitions of exempt and non-exempt employees. Under our current rule, the Fair Labor Standards Act's definitions of exempt and non-exempt employees may provide guidance, but those definitions are not dispositive. Mr. Toner and Gross think that they should be, and that the Commission's regs should be updated accordingly, that employers understand what these mean, and that this would add a great deal of clarity to an area of the law that sometimes can be a little bit murky and a little bit confusing. I think this is a recommendation that we really ought to think about seriously taking up, and we have upcoming rulemakings on the Citizens United, implementing the Citizens United decision, so we're already going to have to revise our rules with respect to which communications by corporations and unions are going to have to, may no longer be restricted just to the restricted class, and which ones will still be only permissible before the restricted class. And perhaps as we're considering those revisions, we ought to also consider whether or not we need to revise our definition of executive or administrative personnel. So I just wanted to draw attention to that, and I appreciated the comments that came in. Is there any further discussion? If not, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve draft advisory opinion 2010-4 as a represented agenda document 10-23.
Any discussion on the motion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 6-0.